Moncharmin leaped up at the suggestion. "Oh!" he shouted. "A safety pin!" "What do you want a safety pin for?" "To fasten you up with. A safety pin, a safety pin."
You want to fasten me with a safety pin?"
"Yes, to fasten you to the 20,000 francs. Then, whether it's here or on the drive from here to your place or at your place, you will feel the hand that pulls at your pocket and you will see if it's mine." "Oh, so you're suspecting me now, are you? A safety pin!" And that was the moment when Moncharmin opened the door on the passage and shouted, "A safety pin! Somebody give me a safety pin!" We also know how, at the same moment, Rémy, who had no safety pin, was received by Moncharmin, while a boy procured the pin so eagerly longed for. And what happened was this. Moncharmin first locked the door again, then he knelt down behind Richard's back. "I hope," he said, "that the notes are still there."
"So do I," said Richard.
"The real ones?" asked Moncharmin, resolved not to be had this time.
"Look for yourself," said Richard. "I refuse to touch them."
Moncharmin took the envelope from Richard's pocket and drew out the banknotes with a trembling hand, for this time, in order frequently to make sure of the presence of the notes, he had not sealed the envelope nor even fastened it. He felt reassured on finding that they were all there and quite genuine. He put them back in the tail pocket and pinned them with great care. Then he sat down behind Richard's coattails and kept his eyes fixed on them, while Richard, sitting at his writing table, did not stir.
"A little patience, Richard," said Moncharmin. "We have only a few minutes to wait. The clock will soon strike 12. Last time we left at the last stroke of 12.
"Oh, I shall have all the patience necessary." The time passed, slow, heavy, mysterious, stifling. Richard tried to laugh.
"I shall end by believing in the omnipotence of the ghost," he said.
"Just now, don't you find something uncomfortable, disquieting, alarming in the atmosphere of this room?"
"You're quite right," said Moncharmin, who was really impressed.